Oh, would you look at that? I wonder whatever happened to him. Oh, hi, Chris here. I was just looking through my old high school yearbook. Odyssey High School class of 19... Well, never mind what year. Oh, there's some great pictures in here. Like this one of the drama club. Oh, and here's the marching band. I was in that. Yeah, there I am with my piccolo. Oh, I used to love playing our school theme. How'd it go? Oh, yeah.
Oh, hi there. I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. And this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Hold it! Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
It's great to see old friends again. And that reminds me, on today's Adventure in Odyssey, one of our oldest friends is going to come back into town for a visit and get involved in a really exciting adventure. Who is it? You'll have to stay tuned and find out when our Adventure in Odyssey begins right after this. If there's one person in Odyssey who has a nose for excitement, it's Jack. Right now, for instance, he's reading a very thrilling book. But I have a feeling that in a few minutes, he's going to have more excitement than even he can handle.
One of you blackmailed Lady Bracknell, he said aloud. You all had motive and opportunity, but the identity of the guilty party is... Mom, what are you doing?
Well, obviously, I'm taking this book away from you.
But I'm just about to find out who blackmailed Lady Bracknell.
Well, it'll just have to wait until after you've finished your breakfast.
I am finished.
Then it'll just have to wait until after I've finished mine. I'm getting a little tired of having mystery served up with my grapefruit every morning, Jack.
I like mystery books. They're the only exciting things that happen around here.
Now don't start that again. There are plenty of exciting things to do if you just open your eyes and look at them.
Like what?
Well, like Wit's End, for instance.
Yeah, well, I guess that is kind of exciting.
Now, you haven't been in for a while. Why don't you go in today?
Yeah, maybe I will.
Ellen, we'd better get a move on if we're gonna go.
All right, Al. You want us to drop you off, Jack? Your father and I have to go into town today and run some errands. It's right on the way.
I'd kind of like to walk, if you don't mind. I like walking. It gives me time to think.
Oh, well, all right, son. Just be careful.
You ready, honey?
Yeah, just let me clear off the table.
Morning, son.
Hi, Dad.
Well, got any big plans for today?
Oh, I thought I'd take a walk and maybe go to Whit's End.
Well, you certainly sound enthusiastic about it.
Whit's End is all right. It's just that, well, I wish there was something more exciting going on, that's all.
Well, cheer up, son. At least you don't have to go shopping.
What was that, dear?
Well, I was merely trying to point out to Jack here that not everything in life can be exciting, that's all.
Like, going shopping.
Al!
Weren't you going somewhere, son?
Yeah, see you later.
So long, son.
Be careful. Oh, you know, Al, sometimes I just worry about Jack.
He's okay.
Well, he seems so detached. It's like he's living in his own fantasy world. I mean, if he doesn't have his head buried in a mystery book of some sort, then he's making up some wild tale of his own.
Well, that's typical. I remember always looking for adventure and excitement when I was his age. Ah, don't worry about him, honey. He'll be all right.
Oh, I guess.
Shall we go?
Oh, all right. If you think you can stand it.
Come on.
I wish something would happen around here. Oh, well, maybe Mr. Whittaker will have a new invention or something. A guy on a motorcycle? I wonder what he wants.
Oh, hey, Jack!
Did you want something, mister?
Jack, Don't you recognize me? It's me.
Look, I can't understand what you're saying. You got your helmet on.
I can't hear you. I got my helmet on. Let's see. I'll just take it off, yeah.
What?
I said, boy. I'll just take it off, yeah.
Officer Harley, it's you!
It is? Oh, well, of course it's me. At least it was last time I checked. Yep, definitely me.
You sure are. What are you doing back in Odyssey?
You mean, you've forgotten already?
Forgotten what?
I don't know. I thought you did. Oh! That's it. I was looking for Steve Larson. You haven't seen him around, have you, huh?
No, he doesn't live here anymore. His family moved a couple of months ago.
That's probably why nobody was at his house.
What did you want Steve for? I bet he's in trouble.
He is? What kind of trouble?
No, I'm asking you if he's in trouble.
Well, how should I know? I don't live here anymore. And neither does Steve. I guess that means I won't be able to give him a ride.
A ride?
Yeah, that's why I came back. Promised to take Steve for a ride in my police car.
But that's a motorcycle.
Well, naturally. I mean, you wouldn't expect a motorcycle officer to ride around in a car, now would you?
No, but that's not even a police motorcycle.
Oh, you're very sharp, Jack. You see, we're not allowed to take them out when we're off duty. But this is the next best thing. My personal motorcycle. And I thought that since my wife is out of town visiting her mother, and I had a couple of days off, I'd come and surprise Steve.
Only it looks like he surprised you instead.
He did? How?
By not being here.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. So, you wouldn't want to ride, would you?
Sure!
Well, come on over here, then. Here, put this helmet on.
Okay.
I think I'll leave my visor up this time. Easier to talk that way, you know. Of course, I'm sure you know the old joke about how you can recognize a happy motorcycle rider?
Yeah, by the bug stains on his teeth.
By asking him. But, you know, I kind of like your punchline a lot better. It's more of a joke that way. All right, now, let me get on. There we go. Now, hop on up behind me. Good, you ready?
Roger.
No. David. David Harley.
I meant, I'm ready.
Oh, really? For what?
To go.
Ooh. Well, I guess we better get started then, eh, Roger?
No, I'm Jack.
Oh, that's right. Well, who's Roger?
Boy, have I missed you, Officer Harley.
I've missed you too, Jack. And Roger too. Okay, hang on tight. Here we go.
This is great.
Yeah, well, say, where do you want to go, Jack? Your house?
Nah, nobody's home.
Oh.
My mom and dad went downtown.
Ooh.
They won't be back till this afternoon.
Well, then, where to?
I know. How about if we go up to Trickle Lake?
Trickle Lake, eh? It's not too far from here. Right near, Trickle Lake. Okay, Jack, hang on.
Boy, the lake is really pretty, isn't it?
Yeah, looks just like a lake.
There's nobody for miles around. Hey, what's that?
What's what?
Just up ahead, that break in the trees.
Huh? Oh, yeah. You know, if you weren't looking at it just right, you could pass right by and not even see it. You know, I think that's an old road.
Let's see where it goes.
I don't know, Jack.
Oh, please.
Well, you see, well, all right. I guess it wouldn't hurt to do a little exploring. Hang on. Well, looks like there's nothing on this old road but old road.
Officer Harley, look.
What? What is it, Jack?
Up the road. There's a van parked in front of that cave.
Why, so there is. You know, you've got good eyes today, Jack. First you find this old deserted road, then you spot a van parked in front of a cave on it. You know,
What's the matter?
Well, this road is deserted. What's a van doing?
Same thing we are, exploring.
Maybe. Wait a minute. There are two guys coming out of the cave. Look.
Looks like they're loading boxes into the van.
Yeah. Something odd about this, Jack. Two guys loading boxes into a van on a deserted road. Better climb down, Jack.
What are you going to do, Officer Harley?
Well, I think I'm going to have a little talk with our friends up there.
Are you sure that's safe?
Sure. Talking never hurt anybody.
But what if they're criminals?
Well, they look harmless enough. I'll be careful.
Maybe we should go get help, just in case.
Nah, I'll be all right.
But, Officer Harley!
You stay here, Jack. I'll be back in a few minutes. Hey, there's something across the road! Whoa! Whoa!
Thompson, it worked. The booby trap worked. Woo!
Yeah, the boss was right. Look at there. Yeah. He went right off the road down the side of that hill.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
He's moving down there.
Oh, that's only half our worries. Look.
Officer Harley!
It's a kid.
Run, Jack! Run!
Oh, great. Now what?
Get that kid and bring him to the cabin. I'm going down there and get that guy. Go on.
All right.
I gotta get back to town.
Where are you, kid?
I gotta hide. Yeah, those bushes. Calm down, Jack. Calm down. Stay quiet.
Come on out, kid. Jonesy won't hurt you. I just want to talk to you. Come on out now. Dumb kid.
That was close. I gotta get help for Officer Harley.
Connie, are you coming or not?
Yeah, I'm coming. Are you sure about this, Whit?
Well, of course I'm sure. You want to learn to drive, don't you?
Yeah.
Come on over and get in the truck.
Truck? You mean you're gonna teach me to drive in that old beat-up truck? I thought we were
Connie,
gonna...
Connie, I may be nice, but I'm not stupid. Get in.
So far, so good.
Okay. Now, put the key in the ignition. Make sure the gear shift is in neutral.
Okay.
That's it. Now, start her up.
I did it!
Yes, of course you did it. Okay. We're facing the right direction, so there's no need to back up. We're going to drive all the way down the alley and get to the main road. Now, just step on the clutch.
Okay.
And put the gear shift in first.
Right.
Now, slowly ease up on the clutch and at the same time give it some gas and... That's all right. You're doing just fine. Now,
okay.
We're almost to the end of the alley, so you'll want to step on the clutch again and...
Okay.
Oh, my goodness, look out for that boy!
Where'd he come from?
Turn the wheel!
Ah!
Oh. Connie, are you all right?
Yeah, I think so. Are you?
Yeah, oh, I'm fine, yes. Oh. What is Jack trying to do?
He came out of nowhere. I didn't hit him, did I?
Oh. Jack, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Oh, thank God.
What do you mean by running in front of a truck that way? You scared 10 years off our lives, which I could hardly afford to lose, I might add.
I'm sorry, Mr. Whitaker, but it was an emergency.
Are you sure you're all right, Jack? You're all scratched up.
That didn't happen here. I had to run through some bushes. There was a guy chasing me.
Chasing you? What guy?
I don't know. He was a guy Officer Harley scared on his motorcycle.
Officer Harley?
Yes, that's why I ran into town. He crashed, and I think he's hurt.
The guy chasing you?
No, Officer Harley. He needs help.
Now, wait a minute, Jack. Wait a minute. Slow down and start from the beginning. David Harley is here?
Yes. He came back this morning.
Huh?
We went up to Trickle Lake on his motorcycle. When we got there, we found this old deserted road, and we decided to explore it. On the road was this van parked in front of a cave, and two guys were loading boxes into it. Officer Harley made me get off so he could ride up to and talk to him. But he hit something and went out of control. He went down an embankment and crashed.
Oh, no.
Then the guys loading boxes saw me and one of them started chasing me. I ditched him and came back to town to get help for Officer Harley. I think he's hurt, Mr. Whitaker.
Wow.
Now, hold on. I didn't know anything about David coming back into town.
He said it was a surprise. He needs help, Mr. Whitaker. You gotta come.
All right, Jack, all right. We'll go up and take a look. But we're going to stop and get your parents first.
My parents? But...
Oh, it's on the way, Jack. It won't take any time to stop and get them. Now, hop in the truck.
Oh, all right.
Come on, Connie.
You want me to drive?
No. I think I'll handle this trip. And he said that Officer Harley crashed his motorcycle down an embankment and that someone was chasing him. So he ran into town and right in front of us.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm just glad that we were home when you stopped.
Yeah. Well, that's quite a story Jack told you.
So you think it is a story, Al?
Jack does have a tendency to let his imagination run away with him.
Yes, that's true. Do you remember that story he cooked up about the Kiribin family?
Oh, yes, I remember. He thought Mr. Kiribin was a mafia scientist who smuggled experiments out in his van at night.
And now we have another van story, only this one's with Officer Harley.
Well, you know, that's what's so odd about it. Why David Harley? Has he contacted you recently?
Well, no, not at all. Well,
who knows how a young boy's mind works? There could have been 100 things that reminded him of Harley.
Maybe. But I told Jack that we'd at least come up here and take a look. You know, when a child is that insistent, it's a safe bet that something's going on.
It's around the next bend, Mr. Whitaker. Just past those trees.
Mm-hmm.
There's the cave. See it?
Yeah, but I don't see any van.
Well, they probably moved it. Okay, Mr. Whitaker, stop. This is it. Right over there is where Officer Harley went down.
Well, that's an embankment, all right.
I don't see any signs of a motorcycle, though.
That's because he went over the side. Across the road. Come on. Here. He went down right here.
Jack, I don't see anything down there either.
But he's got to be there. Officer Harley. Officer Harley.
Jack.
But he was here. It was all right here. The van, the two men, the boxes, the motorcycle, Officer Harley. And now, everything's gone.
Where is everything? We'll have more clues when our adventure in Odyssey returns right after this. And now, back to today's adventure.
Did you find anything in the cave?
Well, it's too dark to go back very far, but from what we can see, it's just an old, empty cave.
Right, there aren't even any tire tracks on the ground. You know, if a van was up here, it'd leave some sort of tracks.
But there has to be something. It was all here. I saw it.
All right, Jack, I think this has gone far enough. Now, you've had your laugh, but I want it to stop now, all right?
But, Mom, I saw it. I know I did.
Look, it's getting late. It'll be dark soon. We'd better be going.
Your father's right. I'm sure that after a good night's sleep, Jack, you'll feel a lot better in the morning.
I don't need a good night's sleep. I need to find out what happened to Officer Harley.
Now, that's enough, Jack. I want you to get in the back of the truck now. Go on. Come on, Helen.
Poor Jack. He's really playing the story out to the end, isn't he?
Well, maybe it isn't a story.
What'd you say?
Oh, nothing. Connie, when we get back to the shop, I'm going to need you to take care of things for a few minutes while I make some phone calls, okay?
Sure. You think there's something to all this?
It's just a hunch. Let's go.
You want me to drive?
Get in the truck.
So, what'd you find out?
Well, there's no answer at Officer Harley's house. When I called the state police, they said he had the next few days off.
So what does that prove?
Nothing, except that David doesn't appear to be where he usually is.
You think that means something?
Could mean nothing, could mean everything. I don't know. Jack was so insistent.
Yeah, but we didn't find anything. And you gotta admit, his story did sound pretty far-fetched. I mean, why would two guys be taking boxes out of a cave?
Yes. Why indeed? Why, indeed.
Well, hi, Jack. Mind if I join you?
No, go ahead.
Well, your dad's already asleep. He gets that way when I take him shopping. You didn't eat very much supper, honey.
I wasn't very hungry.
Oh, Jack. You're just going to have to let go of this. You know, God has blessed you with this wonderful, active, creative imagination, and I think that's just great. But sometimes you just let it carry you away, and this is one of those times, Jack.
I guess.
Oh, honey, come here. Now, I know it's tough, but you will feel better in the morning.
Yeah, sure.
You know, your father and I love you very much.
I know.
Why don't you go up to bed, okay?
Can I sit out here for a little while longer, please? I won't be too long, I promise.
Well,
Well, I suppose. All right. Well, would you do me a little favor, though, Jack? Will you take the garbage out before you come in? The pickup's tomorrow.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, honey. Good night, sweetheart.
Night, Mom. That's Mom's answer to everything. Take out the garbage. Might as well get it over with. Mom doesn't believe me. Dad doesn't believe me. Mr. Whitaker and Connie don't believe me. I'm not sure I believe me anymore.
Stop struggling. You stop it now. Stay quiet and you won't get hurt. You understand?
Mm-hmm. All right. How'd you find out where I live?
That's for me to know and for you to find out.
Do you have my friend?
Now, what do you think?
Is he all right?
Well, that all depends on you.
What do you mean?
I'm sure you've been flapping your gums to your folks and the others about what you saw this afternoon.
You don't have to worry. Nobody believes me.
I know. I heard your mama talking. But I think you need to take it one itty-bitty step further. Tomorrow, you're gonna go around and make sure everybody knows you made the whole thing up.
I just told you they didn't believe me.
It'll be real easy to convince everybody then, oughtn't it?
What if I don't do it?
Oh, you'll do it. If you want to see your friend again. You understand? Boy, I said, do you understand me?
Yes, sir, I understand.
Yeah, that's real good. I guess my business here is concluded then. Now remember, you do your part, or you don't see your friend again. Night.
Oh, no. Officer Harley, what did I do? What did I get you into?
Will Jack tell anyone about his talk with Jones? Who are Jones and Thompson anyway? Do you think they really have Officer Harley? And most important, what was in the boxes they were taking out of that cave? Next week, we'll hear part two of The Return of Officer Harley. Don't miss it. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll come back for more Adventures in Odyssey.